Fatherhood Legacy Podcast, last two episodes of the season, this 2022 year that we have filmed the first season of Black Father Legacy. It's been great. It's been wonderful. It's been a really good time. It's been a dream come true for me because in 2020, this was something that I wanted to do. And lo and behold, God made a way for this to happen with my brother, Dwayne Wilson, as my co-host. Couldn't be here today, but we're just going to take a look back on the 2022 season, the season one, the highlights, right? The moments that made this season what it was. You guys are going to get to hear the best sound bites all together in two episodes. So with the first clip, this clip was actually, I think from episode one, we were talking about stereotypes when it came to manhood. Because we started out with manhood before we got into fatherhood. And, you know, these were manhood stereotypes in the Black community. And I think myself and Dwayne, we touched upon a couple of those stereotypes and, you know, what they mean as far as, you know, are they real? Are they false? Are they good? Are they bad? How do we use them to become better men and better fathers? So that's this clip you're about to see right now.
Like right now, like Steph Curry was crying in the finals. Yeah. You saw that. And like there's accepted crying, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can cry if you won a championship. You could cry if your son is getting married. Mm-hmm. You could cry as a man, but there's like a box, right?
We have limitations as to when we can cry.
Yeah, it's like, but it's not, it's unspoken. It's an mm-hmm. unspoken box yeah. that only these crying episodes go in. And if you try to cry outside of that, you're a punk, right?
Exactly.
And so I think it goes back into that whole acting tough thing is we're acting tough even when we don't cry, when we want to cry.
When you want to let it out and you hold it in, that is very much so acting tough.
Yeah. And
we hold on to that as men and we look at it as vulnerability. And as men and in our manhood, vulnerability can be looked at as weakness,
mm-hmm.
especially when it comes to acting tough.
Mm-hmm. But women have a part in that because see, I get this a lot of time, and this is not our wives, mind you. This ain't y'all.
Yeah, no.
We love y'all. but as we were coming up and we were, you know, single men or dating in the dating scene and different things like that, you often get this, they perpetuate that too as women, like he's crying, he's a punk, or this, that, or the other. So as women, if they want to have healthy relationships with men and have men who are, they always say they want men in touch with their feelings and mm-hmm. guys that can tap into that space where they can articulate how they feel.
More, yeah, in touch with their feelings. Yes, sir.
If you want that, you can't perpetuate the other thing too, you know, where he's a tough guy, so I want that, you know, but he's really hiding. He's a little boy hiding behind the toughness. So you can't, as a woman,
you can't put him in that situation.
Yeah.
You can't, you added more to it. And, you know, you, like you said, in that dating scene and you're trying to find out who this person is and they're trying to figure you out. But then you realize that they like this or like that, but you're really going for this person. So you're going to start acting according and she's going to continue to push that. But then when it's time to learn how to communicate and you've become who you've acted on, who you were this whole time, you don't learn it. You don't know how. You can't articulate your words because you've hid behind this wall for so long. And you got to the point where it was like, I'm just going to hold it all in. I got to be tough. There's no point in letting it out. And I could speak from a personal example that, yeah, I hold a lot in. I can keep it in. And I've gotten to the point where I know it's not healthy and it's not something good. And you got to let it out. So to be put in a situation by a woman or a girl that you're liking or quote unquote getting into.
Well, then also too, we save face because
definitely.
It's like you don't want us, because like you said, it's weakness.
Yes.
It's a sign of weakness. So if the woman sees you crying, it's weak. If your boy see you crying, it's weak. If they see you crying over a woman, that's
even more.
Worse.
Yeah, that's even way worse. No, you can't do that.
Like, oh, you crying over a female?
Are you crying over her?
Oh, oh man, you better go get back out there and get your pole in and put it in this water and go fishing and get another one.
Come on, you better get it together.
But that whole deal, like, you know, us as dads and now trying to instill that in young women and young men, because like we said, this is a woman thing too. This is, women have to allow this to take place as well.
Yeah.
You know, so there's, cause we're raising, you know, both, well, hopefully.
Yeah, well, soon. See, as you, yeah, there we go, right there. I was waiting on my little answer.
Hopefully
so,
soon.
Yeah, I got both girls. So, I mean, I got one on the way. I got a plus one, which is awesome. So that was why if I was able to even better. Right. I got a notice of an addition. So I'm, like I said, hoping that's a boy. But yeah, we're going to need all the boy prayers out there.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but, I mean, raising young men both. And women, you have to instill that as knowing, just because me as a dad of a little girl, also, like, I'm trying to get her to understand a woman, but from a male's perspective.
Yes.
Like, that's huge for a young girl to know, like, hey, it's okay for a man to cry.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay for these things, because now when she's looking for a mate, she's looking for a man that's like her father.
Exactly.
Which women do. But here's the problem. Women look for men to like the father figure, that the facade of that father, not the
they
real.
Not knowing who the real father is. Yes.
Exactly. Not the realness of who we are, because mm-hmm. we're not, like you said, we're holding in the feelings.
You're
we're
holding
not. So I never saw my dad cry. So I'm seeing my boyfriend cry, and that's weak. Like, what's
yeah,
up
why,
with
why he
what's
crying? Up my with dad it? Never cried. So exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So we got to be that in front of both our sons and, you know, our daughters.
So in this episode, we talked about gender roles, right? Gender roles as far as stereotypes, once again, because we were still in stereotypes, but gender roles in the Black home and how they've changed over time. I mean, in today's age, the gender roles are different as far as how they are executed. I think in the core of the male and female role in the household, it's pretty much stayed the same, should stay the same. We should keep as much of that as we can possibly keep. But there are elements that have changed, and we explored those elements, talked about how we navigate those elements in our own households, and given some pointers and some tips of how people can navigate that in today's society.
Your roles. I know we're in a different time than we used to be. Men in our households and stuff, we tend to, like, women work now. Like,
yeah.
Like back in the day, like a woman wasn't working. She was at home with the kids, you know, this and that. Like, yeah. Women work. So gender roles have changed, because I think it's changed by osmosis. It's like natural change. It's not like we purposely changed the gender roles mm-hmm. in the society the way it is
today.
It
came with the progression.
It just came with the progression of what is happening in the times. And so, like, look, man, it's inflation right now. My wife gotta work. Like, you see what's happening with these, how much eggs are right now? Like, you know what I mean? Like, my wife gotta work. We went to the grocery store the other day. I put gas in my car. I don't know why I thought this, but I was like, oh man, I could get one more gas car before these electrics. This last car I got.
Yeah.
That was a dumb move. I should have got an electric car.
Electric. Yeah, that's
because,
my name.
Man, I went to the gas pump, $110.
Oh yeah.
My wife has to work. She's not like,
now we're getting gas at this price. No.
Has to work. You know, but it's like the gender roles, I think rigid masculinity and gender roles was a thing. I think it's becoming less of a thing because we're accepting the new gender roles.
Yeah.
But what I don't accept is us refraining so far from the gender roles and what they were
mm-hmm.
that you don't even have a role anymore. That's what I don't like. What I see is manhood is still, you got to take care of home.
Yeah,
you
just because she's doing more, that doesn't mean you back up less or you stop doing. No, like, yes, back then when our parents were growing up or when their parents were growing up, dad did everything. Mom was at home with the kids. But yeah, we say dad did everything as far as working.
Right.
Mom did a lot at home and she wasn't given that credit.
Nope.
So we say time has changed and women are working. No, they're working more outside the house now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more of a balance at home, or at least there should be. So then there's that pushback.
I like that. I like what you said. Yeah, I like that. That's true. Because we don't look at what they were doing at home as work.
Right.
But you and I as like active fathers and, you know, very, you know, proactive fathers.
Right.
we tend to do the things that women used to do with the kids and things like that. Yeah. Like the woman will go and we'll take care of, oh, I got the kids for the day.
Yeah, I got them. Go ahead and relax. Yeah. Like,
and
good.
So when you do that, you realize how much work that really, really is. Like when you get to putting a couple loads in, then you do the dishes and you got the kids with the toys everywhere.
They're running up trying to help with dinner all at the same time.
Changing diapers and feeding this kid and doing like it.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And so, yeah, women, as far as I like that because, yeah, they worked very hard over generations. It's just that that hard work is now being split between work and home. And we're taking up some of the brunt for them. We're taking off. And I think that's a part of manhood, too, is learning how to take a little bit of the load off the woman.
Yes.
In those roles. Definitely. Because it's like, look, you're helping take care of the house with finances. So I need to take care and pull some from.
And pull some from you. As you pull from what I'm helping with, I need to reciprocate and give you the same.
Yeah, because it's not those olden days where, you know, I think it's cool when I got the diaper bag and I got my kids and, you know, like I'm out getting groceries and, man. You know, like I think it's cool, but I just, you know, that's maybe our generation.
Yeah, because I love it. I'll tell my wife in a heartbeat, like, go ahead and tell all men and girls to go. They're good. We're going. We're going to go to the store and we'll take care. We're on our errands. We'll be back.
Right.
Like,
right.
But to me, it's natural. But say someone way back then, that wasn't something that dad's leaving. He's gone. He's either going to work, to the bar, or wherever he's going to go hang out. But,
well, I even think it's not natural today because I have a set of friends from college all the way up to now. Mm-hmm. And I see like the spectrum of dads. Right. And so you have the very old school, typical, like my wife ain't going to work and I got to take care of this and I'm the man and blah, 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 blah. And I don't change a diaper. What is that? Like,
if that works for you, man,
you know, I don't know what to do with that bottle. And they think it's fun and funny that they don't know what to do with the bottle. But I'm like, bro, that's kind of lame.
That
you can't wipe. Like it's kind of lame, bro. Like it's not, you know, but I understand where that comes from because maybe that's cultural. Maybe
that's what he was raised. That's what he knew. So from your example, you take from it and you go, but I can also, it depends though. It also depends on you and yourself. So you can take your example and see what it was and see if that was fine for you.
Right.
Or you take it and run with it and say, I'm going to add my own touch. And you see how those results for you.
We have to be like, look, because I always say this, like people, I'm not a feminist, nor am I on the opposite side. I'm not either one. I look at it like this. Women can do things that men can't do and men can do things that women can't do.
Right.
That is okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Think this whole, I can do what you can do. No, let's celebrate what you can do and you celebrate what I can do so that we can fill each other's holes and gaps and make this thing work. And I think that is a right gender role household in the sense of I may do the laundry as a man.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make me feminine that I'm doing laundry. I'm filling in the gap
where it's needed,
but I'm not at home all day, only folding clothes not doing anything. Like
that's where I completely, the gender roles are. Yeah. I mean, that's where that creates a true gray area for me. Because I mean, simply me as a man, I completely agree with my wife wanting to work and do what she does outside the house and whatever the case may be. But I'm not going to sit at home and not do nothing.
Yes.
Regardless if I am at home with the kid. But like, it's just, I don't know.
I said yes so hard. I hit the mic. Men, if I could take anything, if I could sum up this entire conversation that me and my brother just had, tap into your emotions.
Yep.
Figure out another emotion other than anger, mad, frustration. There's sad. There's bewilderment. Mm-hmm. There's what do you
right, there's a whole list
there's
of
a whole
emotions.
List of emotions other than the ones that we get to the check only, the yeah, man
the
box
only,
for.
The man we keep on our fingers, the main three or four we have, there's a whole list that we gotta be able to figure out and express, because if not, we'll, like I said, we'll continue to cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our communication and understanding how we feel is more critical to ourselves and our spouses than we think, more than we think.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not trying to take a look into it, it'll bite you. It definitely will.
And I know that the biggest parts of my relationship with my wife, that went, the times that had gone bad,
mm-hmm.
and the bad times that we had were based on me not being able to articulate my feelings and have that conversation and be, like you said, communicative with her to the point. And I'm saying this to say that if any men out there, that's why you got to do that, because it allows for those conversations to now be deeper,
yes,
more meaningful.
It opens up. And it creates a different level of intimacy and everything.
Everything. And then all the stuff that with her that you thought was ill of, kind of starts to go out the way, because she sees you in a different light. And when you go that deep with somebody in emotions and things like that, there's nowhere but to go but up.
Yes, exactly.
There's no place to go but up. And so, man, like, bruh, that's deep. This is some deep stuff.